Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Okay, let's move on. The second feature of religious repentance I want to show you
is that
in religious repentance, a person confesses his sins without regretting it. You know, there are some people who can confess their sins without really regretting it. They are inside. There is no change inside, you know.
Or people to my pay market, oh, maybe I say fetch him, but when I come in, no, no, one day, as I over here, on ye.
Like a case that I was dealing with where somebody had offended the other, and this junior person had offended his senior, you know, and I told the junior person, you have to apologize to him. And then he said, sorry. In fact, I told him that you should say he is sorry. Because what he did, I mean, clearly was not good, you know. And then, out of respect for me, you know, he said to this guy, sorry. That's how he did, sorry.
Now, Obia, how we see Nipa Ebien wanting to, now me pede mo bo hona wo sesie, na abofraba na owo mina penyi no, what be na ye kan asem na wo kan hona asem no, na me ka kire abofraba no mde, on kan de, oh, wanyen ye infa enchre penyi no na moya nde ye no chede on finipem oye ma sofo ken ntin na ogena kede manyen ye ba wona kumem no onu no ho.
You know, we've had stories in this nation where people have apologized because they've been told to apologize.
Na wanyen man no ye hu de edikan fu bi ho a wo fom ya wo ka kire hon obi na wo hye hon de bekede ma eken no.
Such apologies are religious in nature. In fact, it is good. It is acceptable. But before God, it's all right. A typical example of somebody in the Bible who did that was King Saul. When Saul offended God by disobeying, going to kill all the Amalekites and all that, he insisted that he had done what God had said, until Samuel said, what is this that I hear? I hear some sheep bleating and all that. And he said, oh, those ones, I left it so that I will sacrifice to the Lord your God. And God said, or Samuel said, God doesn't have delight in all these sacrifices that you are doing. You see, he wants you to obey him. What he has told you, obey, not all these sacrifices. And then Saul said, I have sinned before the Lord. He confessed.
Now, you trust him there. Nyame she ohen so na nko fu de wonko na wonko ku na wonkum amalakite funi nyinara oye aboa nipa bibia wokro mo wose ni nyinara na wokwa ya wokokwe no na wokunkum bi wokum nipa ni bi woje bi na wokum mbwa ni bi na woje bi na nkomshanyi samo be ya orka de wewia oso ye wia bibia ya ye ne pepepe na nkomshanyi sa kada ah meti de mponchi na ntwi na ngwan wo so aso eyi no mti oh what does that say papa me pede yeti bo afar yeti manyame ma samo ka chenyi de nyame ne ni nji afar bo ho manyame ne ohwehwe de ben de je be ye sute mapa yeti aman na what kind of marape na ohin so kede Samuel eze mafo na dem ancestor na ojitum no oye nipa ancestor.
You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, you find the story. Saul said, King Saul said, I have sinned against the Lord. I think in verse 30 or so, 24 downwards, he said that, but honor me now before the people and go with me to the temple that I may worship.
Now, okay, sir, come to Samuel there.
The real reason for Saul's confession that, yes, I have sinned, it was to get Samuel to honor him by accompanying him to the temple, because in those days the king went to the temple in a certain way. The prophet must be with the king to enter into the temple. So if the people see that Saul is entering the temple without Samuel, it will be something. So he has to admit it before Samuel that I have sinned. So please honor me before the people and go with me that I may go and worship. The real reason for Saul's confession was to get Samuel to honor him before the people.
Na sentra otai o henso ne insatro pe mikedo mejutum de maye bon onye de na opede enkomsheni Samuel onye no ko asofim na wodam abrenu do no na abribiera ohen no obotune na no oyede enkomsheni no oka no ho ama waye enyimnyam hye osan de se enkomsheni nka ho na ochede nyame onka ho nti na ochede ahwe nzama pinti nipa no pa wo ho no wonbu nti na ope enyimnyam sha ofinipa.
His confession at the time was a face-saving move to avoid embarrassment before the people. You know, sometimes some people, they do things, they apparently change just to not to embarrass. Sometimes even preachers, not to embarrass preachers, not to embarrass themselves.
Now, oh yeah, old baby, I saw for this can foot no harm. What day one of food to Amma, yes, and as I went with you to the old, my own, I mean, I will in Timipe, Amma, I saw Nina and on my money Nara, we won't that way. Now, what you want from what that
is? Such a change is religious in nature, it has no foundation. The person will go back.
Now, them in such a room. Or ye in such a only fapping biara na embrick a curry big guma yipano or besan alcoholicha quesa or ye libu.
The change will not last.
Ne in such a no once now affable.
If Saul was really sorry for his sins,
na say on him so well no papa,
he would have been concerned about what God taught about him, not what the people taught about him.
And kaza obe nyani de obe bisa ebia or him uncomcheni somebody.
David was the opposite of King Saul.
Na David, oye, Saul ni Ebra, onye ni Ebra.
Whereas Saul's focus was on the people,
Abraham ohin Saul ohwe nipa no.
David also sinned, disobeyed God big time.
Na David so ofum Nyankopon kese pa.
But his focus was not the people, his focus was God.
Na ono ne in such a no on ye new pada wobeginatu, but ne such a no or shed nyame or beginatu.
I want to encourage you.
Me pada miso grind there.
Think about pleasing God.
Can it dear eboso nyamine?
Not saving your face before people.
Yeah, ebena enyam wo nipanini.
Because when you walk in one deception,
yeah, and not to and dada kruma,
it will give birth to another deception. And it will also give birth to another deception. Until a time that you are so surrounded by deceptions, that you are so deluded that you can't see that you are even wrong. That is why our foundation must be right. The next thing I want to share with you, the feature of religious repentance. Let me say something before I go to this feature. Believers must have lasting changes in their lives.
I guess if we are there, what
this, I won't lie again and going back to lie. I won't be late for church again and going back to be late. I won't do this again and going back. Nothing must stop.
Yeah,
What kind of deception life have we been living all these years? Yes, it's good. Because it is better you come too late to church than never. But let us grow into the will of God, which is done in heaven, that Jesus said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can be true to ourselves. The third feature I want to share with us is that religious repentance is changing for men, not for God. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand there is a change here. Some people transform, and some people change, not conform. They transform because of their wives. Do you know that? Some people change because of their pastor. Some people change because of maybe their job. But that change is not a proper change. Oh yeah, it is good, it is acceptable. But you see, God is not the foundation. The word of God has nothing to do with such. We have some people in the world, they are moralists. Moralists are people who never say a bad word. I mean, they are very good people. They won't think bad. I mean, it's up to them anyway. But you see, they say they don't think bad and stuff like that. Morally very good. You will think that they are believers, but when you get close, they will tell you that I don't believe in God. Jesus, I don't believe in Jesus. But they change. They can decide that I will stop smoking and stop smoking.
Now, guys, there were in Kofa on one.
But he changed though.
Right,
you see, the change is religious in nature. He just changed for his dying mother's sake. Anything you do that the word of God is not foundation, Satan can come and shake it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Changing to please men is not the thing. I've told you it's good. But I've told you that Satan will shake it. You just give yourself time. People who change because of pastor's sake. You see, the pastor, he is talking too much. He's saying every day he's complaining, every day he's talking about this thing. Let's just do it. The word of God, you see, has no foundation. Such things, it doesn't have the power of continuity. It will go back. You are just deceiving yourself. An example in the Bible of somebody who repented for men is Lot's wife. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife.
Jesus said, Lot's
Do you know that she left Sodom.
Na yenyimi de otwa na monde ofi Sodom.
Physically she left Sodom.
Na wo nipa ni no ofi Sodom.
But mentally her mind was still there.
What na dwini mu no na na dwini kwachia ahwe enzama na okodu wo kromo na na nani je chiro ho.
You say that, oh Lord's wife have changed, thank God.
Na mabeka nda, oh Lord na ye wasasa ye de razasa.
But her heart is still in Sodom. She just did it to please Lot, the lover. What did she become? A pillar of salt. A monument to tell all of us that that type of repentance, where you are doing it for your child's sake, without the foundation of the word of God, you are going to be stuck. You are going to be stuck.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The final feature that I will share with you is that in religious repentance, you change because of hearing from demons. You know demons, they like talking. Hey. If you try them, they will talk and then confuse you. So when Jesus was on earth, He didn't allow them to talk. No, He didn't allow them to talk about even Him. They knew He was the Son of God. And one time, one was shouting, "We know you. You are the Holy Child of God. You are the Son of God." Jesus said, "Shut up." Why did He do that? There was a time that Apostle Paul was the Philippi situation, while he got into jail, this lady was saying, "These are the men of God who show you the way of salvation." Oh, she did that after Paul and his partner for many days, and Paul was annoyed and turned and rebuke the spirit. "Shut up, don't talk about me that I am a man of God. Stop saying it. Stop saying that I show people the way of salvation." Was it a wrong thing? But that's not the perfect will of God. There are some believers who like to hear demons talk. And the reason they say is that what they are saying, I see that there is truth in it. Maybe they tell them that you are so and so, your father is so and so, and all that, and you were very anointed, and I'm afraid of you, and all that. Oh, man of God. And you see, you like it. You like it because they are testifying of you. When the perfect one Jesus came, he stopped them. Although what they were saying about him was the truth. Which even he wanted people to know that he is the Son of God who has come from heaven. You see, because if you hear any truth from a demon, and you change as a result of that. You know, some believers like that. The demon, he is a former demon, and he has come and he's going to tell them all that they do in the spiritual places and all that. You see a full session and people are now repenting because of that. Hey!
Now,
please, don't listen from demons. Listen from who?
Jesus.
Listen from who?
Jesus.
Listen from your fellow human being who is speaking with the Spirit of God. Changing because of the testimony of demon spirits, religious spirits, ladies and gentlemen, is no foundation for a lasting change. It is so addictive that the next time you want a demon to talk. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But hear the revelation of Jesus Christ from the Father. That he is the Son of God. Not from a demon or religious spirit. That he is the Son of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there are many believers who have wrecked themselves and put themselves on an addictive path of hemorrhaging, panting for the voice of demons and people who are speaking with a religious spirit. Some things may be good. They may be acceptable. But they are not what Jesus Christ, the perfect one, who came to model the kingdom, they are not what he walked in.
Jesus Christ.
Listen very carefully to me. I don't care who is walking in it today. And it's having results. It will have results. It is acceptable. But there are some things that are going to burn during the judgment, because only the standard of Jesus will be used to judge us, not the standard of any other man of God. Jesus is way out of the bracket of other prophets, whether past or present or whatever. I am advising us, let us follow the perfect one, the one who came from the heavenly kingdom to show us the kingdom ways of going about the gospel, of going about the work of God. Let us follow his example, because he is the standard by which we are going to receive our rewards.
Now, first is Subiara, yet you Subiara. Jesus was a two honor. Honor na obeshe and himani mufesusuno na kwasi ebuyanatan. Enti se eya na eko ebia konfo ana baby boni bi na enya yarsa. Ayarsa ni zi enya ze nature no eko himani mu na se woru fesus wo woru buatana. Dem eko na efado no obesho onya fapim papa usande anfa Jesus ne fapim no na edinya wayarsa ebia enya sika efa kwan bonodo na edinya wusika. Dan sikana enya no wonyi panyi no kworo o chale abrante wezi ye wan to dan wezi ka wenya eyi ka owo elope nyi panyi no oboso nyi panyi but se ahimano Jesus bana obobunye na tana mude ejepeze na nzama enye nyi na obefa ijema onya fapim o sande anfa nokwara ewrase se branye ni de jese bobohye ne bra no na etije ufasusu na efa nyi pano kwan na osaya onfata no na oboto inti nene rase hwehwe de ami na wo ye besa chi hena dwen na yama hena dwen nyara esinodo ne yahwehwe ni ye na yayeza odifisor bede ye bobon wo asase du no onu pe na oye fapima ami na wo ne na koma ondom pe de obeye.
Let's summarize.
Yenka yenboro tofa
as we end
de ye bewi
the dangers of religious repentance.
Yeah, how are owo nipa ne insach no.
It creates, number one, it creates religious believers.
Na osikan om owo ajesifo a woye nipa ajesifo.
These are the tests of Jesus's parable, Matthew 13.
Na eyi na oye Matthew nyuma itu de basa no ne ebebusem na okan no.
Let me show you one sign of a religious believer.
Na mentro insenche no kra offer nipa ho a odi nipa.
When they mature, like this, they become very proud. Religious believers are very proud. So proud, sometimes they won't even condescend to listen to a younger person.
Na odu bebia won pe wo bre won wan se na we say obi a wo ye panini chen ni po bia.
They are full of themselves.
Na won an kasa won ho na wa sha won ma.
But a kingdom believer, on the other hand, when he matures.
Na obi a ofa ahimane mu na onye ni nu hu se onyina.
Before maturity, you can hardly see the difference between the religious believer and the kingdom believer. But when they mature, the kingdom believer becomes very humble. The more he matures, the humbler he becomes.
Na yebon de what de wheat na efu no waya moframa wase na wasu na woyin wiya na ehu ensonsone na nya oye ahimemu ni no ehu de orinyi no na orukonyi no na naho brase no so ore bafo osand de orukoso osand obren wansa mehu de abofra bampo ohu na ozi enyiza ofatan ozeman na nya onunu ho anipem no eya fo boye episode awowo mu ne jina hen me fia amazing neza. Our name classmates, it's our entum and tumufu. Ono ye nipa ne ensesa wanyamimu and brase na otzi ye.
Number two.
Otsi ebye.
Dangers of religious repentance.
Hawa owo in such a onfina no.
It gives little grace.
Oma adum kakrebi.
It gives little grace.
Oma adum kakrebi.
You have grace.
Ebenya adum.
If you change.
Se ensesa.
For to fit any of these features we've talked about, you have grace. But it will be little grace. What you need in life to rule as a king over the bad things you want to transform away from, you know, what will make you rule over it is abundance of grace, not grace.
Now, za obotu wa bo ma ezazi na eti enzama erikutse de ebeti duni nara no onye wombro ye na sina ehia adum a webudo na etu na ezejudo onye adum koma bi
nama what
three
are you sure? Okay, Jesus doesn't commit his person to religious people who repent because of a man's way, you know.
Now, Jesus, on fa ni ni pediano, on genesi entre onwana, wonu 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 pe.
They may know his principles and his performance, which they would talk about in pride, that they know why they can give you their theological background to the whatever thing Jesus came to do on the cross. But they lack his person. That's how dangerous religious repentance is like. The next one, religious repentance doesn't last. The next one, it enhances Satan's deception on your life. A little living. A little living. A little yeast can live in a whole big thing. That is why religious repentance is transitional in nature. Yes, it must give way to the one Jesus Christ brought, which is kingdom repentance.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.